Studio audience.
Hey, I gotta get going. He's gonna pick me up in a few minutes.
Oh, gee, lucky dog. I wish we had something to do this weekend.
No plans, huh?
Nope, not unless Laverne gets lucky down in the laundry room.
Listen, I may have something for you.
What?
I got an invitation to a cocktail party
cocktail
this Sunday,
party.
And I'm not going to use it. Why don't you take
oh,
it?
Oh, gee, thanks.
It ought to be a lot of fun. There are usually a lot of businessmen.
Businessmen? Well, well, well. That's right up my alley. Gee,
well.
Thanks, Mrs. Babish.
Well, I'll see you Monday.
Okay. Who are you going out with anyway?
Leo Cooper, you know, that retired Army colonel.
Oh, yes, the man with the perfect posture.
Yeah,
I hope you have a real hot time.
Well, with Leo, the most I hope for is warm.
Bye. Cocktails and buffet dinner, 6:30 in the Macumba room at the Hotel Pfister.
Yes, bring it on in. Now remember, there are two steps there.
How am I supposed to remember all of that? Take something off the top here, will you?
Okay.
Oh, this is your place. Hiya, Cheryl. Goodbye, Cheryl.
Oh, hey, thanks a lot, Lynn.
Sure, just don't tell everybody I do domestic, okay?
Just don't tell anybody that we don't got dates for this weekend.
Where'd you find him?
Down in the laundry room. He was watching the underwear spin. Can't say we don't got nothing to do this weekend. We get to sort socks. Well, just don't sit there. Come on.
This is yours.
Mine.
Boy, do I have a surprise for you, Laverne. We are invited to a cocktail party Sunday. My sweater! What have you done to my sweater?
Oh, don't worry, don't worry. We'll unbunch it. Come on, a party, a party.
Oh, at the Hotel Vista. Yeah. Boy, have we had good times there, huh?
Yeah. Who's throwing it?
Businessmen. Men in suits and expensive shoes.
Hey, hold it. Hold it. What's this down here?
RSVP. That's French for respond so very promptly.
Oh. Down in this other corner. Admission, $20 per person.
Gee, I didn't...
That's English for we ain't going.
Gee, I didn't see that.
That's because you never read the little writing down at the bottom.
I don't care. I am not going to stay home and sort socks if I can go to a cocktail party.
What is the point of throwing away $20 a piece on cocktails, huh?
The point of throwing away $20 a piece on cocktails is that we will be surrounded by others who are throwing away $20 a piece on cocktails.
Okay. So I'll say we go. Where are we going to get the $40 from, huh?
Well, we'll borrow it.
Oh, sure. We'll just round 40 of our friends up and beg them each for a buck, huh?
Well, no one we know has $40.
Well, then we'll just have to earn it, won't we?
By Sunday?
I don't care, Laverne. I want to go to this cocktail party.
Well, I've got it.
What?
I know what to do.
Lenny, Squiggy, come down here, please, right now.
Come
secret place that they go to some weekends to earn money?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Uh-uh, no.
Do you want to go to this party or do you want to stay home and hear me holler about my sweater? No. There'll be men there.
I knew you girls would wind up calling on us.
Yeah, I knew it too. As soon as Lenny told me you were hard up for dates this weekend.
Oh, thanks a lot, Big
Mouth. Look, I thought maybe we'd go out, drive around a little in the truck, you know, drink a little beer, maybe let us get a little something off you. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, no. Woo-hoo, wait. Hold on.
They're reconsidering.
Do you want to go to this party?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes big answers come in small, tiny brains.
Oh, boy.
You know that secret place you go to earn money sometimes?
Yeah.
Could you take us there?
No! This is our own private little gold mine.
Did you hear that?
Gold,
I heard it well.
Oh, Lenny.
Squiggy.
Hey, come on, huh?
What?
Come on, take us to that
place.
No,
we can't take it. We really can't. Lauren, we really can't take it.
But not that
place. Oh, no, no. We will.
Guinea pigs? We're not guinea pigs. We're volunteer subjects for scientific experiments.
We'll be right with you.
I don't know. Something about this place gives me the creeps.
Hello, girls.
Hiya, Sam.
How's the rush?
You parked the truck already?
Hey, we got our own parking space. Got a name on it and everything.
Oh, sure. Mr. Squeak.
Patty, is that you, Patty?
Have you met our friends? Introduce yourselves, girls.
Oh, hello. I'm Shirley Feeney, and this is Laverne DeFazio. We called earlier.
Yeah, we're the paid subjects for the scientific experiments.
Oh, yes. The guinea pigs.
These boys are the best humans we've ever had.
Oh, well, I tell you something. These girls make even better humans than us.
Uh-huh.
Oh, go on with you, Andrew.
Well, I'm sure if you're friends of theirs, I'm sure we can find you something.
Oh, what do you got there?
Let's see. Suspended animation.
Boring.
Underwater endurance.
Oh, I can't hold my breath.
Oh, here are two you might like. Nutrition and sleep.
Oh, dear, those are a snap.
But I'm afraid there's only one place open in each.
Oh, you mean we both can't be together?
Well, we might have two in electrical shop.
I'll take nutrition.
I'll be sleep.
Fine. Just sign these contracts. Oh. The doctors will see you in a minute. Just sit over there.
Oh. See here, $25. Right there.
Hey, you know, it's too bad we can't stick around, Pat.
Yeah, that electrical shock sounds mighty good.
My boy.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Shirley Feeney. I'm one of the paid volunteers for the scientific experiment.
Oh, how do you do? I'm Dr. Futurat. You're a little early. Have a seat.
Oh, thank you.
I see that you've got the pamphlet.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you enjoy it?
Oh, well, I didn't finish it quite yet, but I'm getting towards
the end. It's completely edible. Try it.
Edible? Well, maybe later.
You're very lucky to be a part of this experiment. What we're learning here will help us to extend our lives and vitality for a long time. How old do you think that I am?
Oh, well, I'm really not
go
very
on,
good.
Guess.
I'm not good at guessing.
Oh, go on, guess.
How 68? I
who
don't
told you? That cheap receptionist.
Oh, it's just a guess right off the top of my head. Honestly, doctor, oh my goodness, you do look fine for a man of your years. How do you do it?
Oh, good eating. The best things have always been with us. We've just neglected them, that's all.
I see. Is that one of the things we should be eating?
Oh, not really, but like everybody else, I spoil myself with the goodies. Bye.
Oh, no, thank you. Maybe later with my pamphlet.
You probably don't know this, Miss Feeney, but the best nourishment in the world is right under our feet. We'll be eating what I like to call nature's final food.
What's that?
Dirt.
Now remember, we'll be watching every one of your moves from our observation booth up there. And if we see anyone nodding off to sleep, we press the little old button.
Cheat through this?
Oh, you won't have to cheat. You're going to get plenty of sleep in the next 2 days. A full 80 minutes.
Look, Doc, see, I got to go to a party when this is over with, and I need a little more sleep than that.
Oh, no, you don't. You see, that's what the experiment is all about. Huh. Look, take me for example. Now, I'm a healthy human. Yeah. I spend only 40 minutes a day in bed.
No.
My wife only 35.
No. What about your children?
We don't have any.
What are you talking about?
Do you know what that sleep experiment is?
What?
No sleep. No sleep.
So, you stayed up 24 hours before. It's easy.
Sure, you never read the little writing on things. We don't get out of here Saturday night. We get out of here Sunday night.
Oh, dear. Release time Sunday, 6 p.m.
Uh-huh.
That only gives us 30 minutes to get ready for the party.
Oh, when am I going to sleep? I can't go to that party looking like a zombie. My rings are going to be down
in here. Oh, Misha, bite your lip. You put on some pancake makeup, you look great.
Oh, how are we going to get ready for the party in a half an hour?
Well, it's easy. We'll get Lenny and Squeaky to bring our dresses here, and we'll get dressed on the way there.
Oh, come on. It'll be worth it. Think of the men that'll be there.
And try.
Oh, I don't know. 48 hours? I can.
You can. You can. Good-looking guys. Good-looking men. Men.
Men.
Men.
Men.
Men.
Men.
Men. Men. 48 hours with no sleep. She'll look like a dog.
How'd you like to make out?
How'd you like a dart up your nose?
Doesn't that tickle you?
Not anymore.
All right, eat.
Yummo!
What was that all about?
The frisking?
Yes.
Well, some people have been trying to sneak their own food in. A guy came in last week with a pimento loaf taped under his arm.
Oh, you've been here before, huh?
Oh, yeah. You might call me a regular. Well, every man to himself, huh?
Wait, wait. Haven't we all forgotten something? God is great. God is good. Thank you, God, for this food.
Food.
I like it to rhyme.
Well, the time has come for your first little packet of sleep.
Oh, finally. Out of my way. Out of my way.
Wait. Not until I give the signal. Okay. Sleep. Okay, let's check those pulses.
Is it morning? I didn't even have time to dream.
I did.
Oh,
You chew each bite 32 times.
You know something? You'd be in a much better mood if you just get yourself a decent diet. Now, those dumplings are delicious.
They're mud, you idiot.
My, aren't we the picky eater?
Save me one of those crocus pollens.
Okay, here you go.
Your napkin?
I ate it.
You want to make out now?
I can't even pucker.
Congratulations! The experiment's over! Don't you feel great?
Oh, yeah.
You go find LaVerge.
Come on, LaVerge. Oh, my God, she flunked the hormone test.
LaVerge, right over here in a lump. Come on.
Sorry, miss.
Come on, LaVerge. Party time. Hey, you look great. Come on. We brought your dress and everything.
Oh, no, you can borrow them. Have a great time.
No, we're not going no place.
Let's go. We'll get dressed in the truck. Hurry it up, Laverne. I'm starving. Get out of here. Swim over.
Just a minute, ladies. That'll be $20 apiece.
I almost died for that.
Hi, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. They've got an orchestra and everything.
Oh, are there horns?
Can't see that far. Meatballs! Meatballs!
Gotta go get something to eat, okay?
Okay.
You gotta stand up, Laverne, all right?
Just I got
up.
It, you got it.
All right.
Miss?
Yes?
Hotel security.
Yes.
What's the matter with your friend?
Nothing at all. She's perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, she better be, because we don't allow drunks in here.
Vern, wake up. Are they going to throw us out of here? Go on, there's a wall right here.
Oh, I love this wall.
Okay, just stay there. Here, pose yourself. There, honey. Okay.
No! Wait! Peppy!
Wake up. There are a couple of cute guys staring at us.
Okay. Are they done looking?
Good evening, ladies. I'm Charles Warner.
Hello. I'm Shirley Feeney. And this is Laverne DeFazio.
Is there a place we could lie down? Well, you know the old saying, Charles, two's company.
Excuse me.
You come here often?
I don't know.
Would you like a shrimp?
As long as he's single.
Excuse me, I could just get my
one minute. I'm very... did somebody lose a wallet? I seem to have come across some... Oh. They got this liver swan over there. Hear they're showing dirty pictures in the other room. Yes.
There's a chair here, sweetie. Just sit on the chair.
Oh, there. Oh, girl, I'm sorry, I can't. I just get something to eat.
Oh, you just go ahead.
You gotta cross your legs. You gotta sit like a lady.
Listen, you're coming with me to the buffet table, okay?
Come on.
No, I think my leg's dying.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Yourself right here. There's some cute guys looking at you over there.
Come on, ladies. Time to lock up.
Oh, we'll be right out, Myron.
Party's over, Shirley.
You've been a sweetheart, thank you. See you later. Wake up, Laverne.
Party's over?
Yeah. Aw, you got chicken liver all over your little face.
Well,
got it off. You feeling okay?
Yeah. Cheryl, I don't want to be no more guinea pigs, okay?
I'm sorry for dragging you through all this. I just thought that we might meet a couple of rich guys.
Well, we gave it a try, didn't we, huh?
Yeah. We got enough snacks for a week. Now, let's go.
Okay. Oh, wait, I forgot something. Goodbye, Charles.